What you're about to hear was aired on Planet Philadelphia, environmental radio show on Germantown Community Radio, 92.9 FM, WGGTLP in Philadelphia, and on gtownradio.com. Hi everyone, this is Kay Wood with Planet Philadelphia, and we're going to be talking about some news in the local community. There's going to be a new grocery store opening in an area that has limited options for buying good fresh food. I'm talking with Steve Hebden and Joy Baxter. All right, so if you could introduce yourselves, that would be great. Steve, why don't you go first?
Hi, I'm Steve Hebden. I have worked at Weaver's Way since I was a kid. I came to the co-op in 1979 and have worn several hats, most recently the facilities manager. My job at Weaver's Way now is working on the solar projects, nudging the first the Ambler project, which we kind of put on hold, and now we're working on the Germantown solar project at our new building.
Okay, and Joy?
My name is Joy Baxter. I'm currently the chapter chair of the Clean Energy Co-op in southeastern PA. And the Clean Energy Co-op is working with Weaver's Way to develop the solar project at Germantown.
Well, Steve, why don't you tell people a little bit about the store that's going to be opening soon, or at least I believe it's going to be opening soon.
Yeah, sure. Tentatively, we're on track to be opening the store be mid-April at some point. Things are shaping up, a couple of bumps in the road, but we're well on the way.
This is a Weaver's Way co-op store, and I'm not sure everyone in the listening area knows what a co-op store is and what that means.
Well, Weaver's Way is owned by members who contribute a membership fee and are co-owners of the store. Everybody has an equal voice, and everybody can participate in at any level they wish. This Weaver's Way was begun at the Mount Airy location way back in 1975, I believe it was. And at that point, it was, our checkout counter was milk crates. And so membership cards, literally 4x6 cards, were the means of keeping track of everyone. And we have since grown to, I guess the Germantown store will be the fourth location.
Everyday folks can shop there. You don't have to be a member of the co-op?
Correct. Yes. Anyone can shop, and you can choose to be a member or not. It's not a requirement to be a member to shop there.
Weaver's Way members have been working on opening this new store in Germantown. And where will it be?
It's a former Acme building at the corner of Shelton and Morris. Has a small parking lot on the side. Maybe 10-car parking lot at the most. And right across from a SEPTA train station, Chestnut Hill West train station at Shelton Avenue.
Why did Weaver's Way want solar panels on the new store?
Well, a number of really good reasons. One is Weaver's Way is committed to a number of different things, one of which is sustaining the local environment. That's part of our mission. And another part is we have a strategic plan, which involves, a number of different things, one of which is to have an impact on how sustainably the co-op operates. And a big part of that at this point looks like the solar install at Germantown, generating, I think it's 67 kilowatts of electricity. And that won't cover all of our usage, but we'll be making a contribution to reducing global greenhouse gas emissions.
Okay. So, Joy, you're with the Clean Energy Co-op. The co-op is doing the installation of the solar panels, correct?
Actually, we are a solar developer that works with nonprofits and community businesses. And then we get a actual solar installer to do the installation. What we do is the financing part. And we do it in a very unique way. We also are a co-op. Every member has one vote, and we're all volunteers. We've done already six projects. Our members can buy preferred shares, and then that funds the project. Now, we work with our partners in a couple different ways of financing models. For either of our models, the host roof does not have to put up any money really up front. What they do is either with a power purchase agreement, they pay us for the electricity that's produced by the panels at a predetermined rate, and we set that rate for 25 years, or it can be done through a loan mechanism. So we would just pay the loan payments. So we've done both models. Will be our first project in the Philadelphia area, greater Philadelphia area. Our previous six projects have been in northeastern PA, where the Clean Energy Co-op was founded, and we've worked with municipalities, churches, organic farms, and other nonprofits.
I was wondering, is there a battery backup? So, say the power went out, the store might still have power. Is that the sort of system?
No. We have allowed for in the design of the electrical system for there to be an on-site generator. If we lose power within 10 seconds, a backup generator will kick in and power the store.
Because I was thinking about all that perishable food
Yeah, thank
in there.
goodness we have a generator at each of our other stores, and it's made a world of difference to be able to back up the power.
Joy, back to you. The Clean Energy Co-op was started in Pennsylvania, from what you're saying.
Yes. And it's like a small investment co-op. And because of how we were formed, we will only do projects in Pennsylvania and only right now in our two development areas, which is in Northeast PA and the greater Philadelphia area. But we are open to people in other areas forming chapters that could be then different development areas. But we're all about being local. So I'm super excited about this because it's a way for people to directly increase solar in their area. And, some people like myself have houses that were suitable for solar installations. We've had solar on our roof for over 10 years, but not everybody has that situation. They might have shading, their roof might be too old, not type the right type of roof, or simply that they're not in a single family home to allow for that. So we are one way that individuals can directly impact their community. I do want to mention that there is some upcoming legislation coming in Pennsylvania on community solar, which would be really awesome, and we completely support, which is another way that if you can't install solar on your own home, it would better enable more installations and people making use of large installations to power their home. But our method will continue either way if there's community solar, and hopefully even expand because it'd be more financially beneficial for commercial entities to go solar.
I had asked Steve about Weaver's Way motivation for having solar, and I was curious about why you felt called to do this.
I am really passionate, especially that to give people agency that they can actually make a change. Yes, we need government and big corporations to act, but we ourselves can make a big impact.
Is there anything else you think people should know? Either Steve or you, Joy, either one can jump in.
I'll say that one of the reasons our investment co-op is investing in solar rather than other climate solutions, which are all great, is that solar is a really good investment. Essentially, you install it, and basically, It's guaranteed for 25 years, and usually nothing happens. There's no replacement parts you need to do. There's monitoring to know if something goes wrong. And if you make one decision, and then this keeps on reducing the carbon emissions in our country for 25, 30 years. You know, how we choose, like what we buy and all these different things, how we transport ourselves from here to there are all super important decisions. But going solar is actually a really easy decision. And it has impact for decades to come. For people to learn more about the solar project in Germantown, Weaver's Way, and the Clean Energy Co-op, you can come to a in-person meeting April 17th at 7 p.m. And that's going to be at 520 Carpenter Lane in Philadelphia. That's at the Oceana Conference Room, located in the Mount Airy Access co-working space. You can go ahead and register for that presentation by going to the cleanenergy.coop website, and there's a link right on there that you can register for that.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
If you want to know more about Planet Philadelphia, go to planetphiladelphia.com. You could also find out more about other G-Town Radio programming by going to gtownradio.com. I hope you will consider making a small monthly donation to help Planet Philadelphia continue presenting interviews on important underreported environmental topics and exploring their complexities and intersections. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you.